today, I just want to ask that Bob would lift up his soul to you, that he would know in his heart of hearts that he can trust you, and that, God, there would be no sense of shame in him. God, let not his enemies triumph over him, and he's got a very real enemy, Satan, as we all do, Lord. I pray that he would sense the enemy is defeated by you. God, I pray that his hope would be in you, and I pray that you would show Bob your ways, that you would teach him your paths, that you would guide Bob in your truth and teach him. Lord, I pray in a very real way that you would be his Savior, saving him from things he might be tempted by, demonstrating yet again the wonderful truth of the gospel each day, not just once for salvation, but each day saving him. I pray that my husband's hope would be in you all day long. I pray that he would sense that your track record is one of mercy and love, and that your mercy and love would shower down on him like a very real winter rain, saturating him through and through. I pray that he would know that you are not one who will remember the sins of his youth or the sins of his yesterday or the sin of his hour ago, that you would not remember his rebellious ways, and that, God, he might repent of any rebellion. I pray that he would know that you remember him, that you are pondering him, that you are considering him according to your love, and that you are good, and that that is why you choose to remember him according to your love. Oh, Lord, I pray that he would sense your goodness and your uprightness, that he would sense and experience in a very real way your instruction in all of your ways. Lord, I pray that you would show him that in humility, you will teach him what is right and show him your ways, that all of your ways towards Bob are loving and faithful, that he would see that in a way that he has perhaps never seen it before.